Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Same to you.
And you know that.
It's about New Year's yet. So
anyways,
we'll see.
I want to thank you for all that you've done and will do, because we have an exciting new year, both for USA, America, and the state of Jefferson.
Me
and
too.
It's great to be going forward and doing what we need to do for the Constitution and our freedom and liberty. So again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thanks for all you've done.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you very much, Gary. And I'm looking forward to next year. I think we actually finally get to get into the fist fight we've been trying to pick for 3 years.
We are rubbing our hands together right this moment.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're on the winning team. You know, David and Goliath, guess what? That's who we are, David and Goliath.
Yeah, we got some really good stuff coming for the state of Jefferson.
We do.
I can't wait for it. We've got you know, the court case going.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple other things in the hopper that are very exciting.
Yep.
The revisions on the Constitution are fantastic. I can't wait until we can actually get it out to the people. You know, this is what freedom looks like.
Yeah.
What do you think? You know, I'm very excited. I'm pretty sure if somebody like Jerry Brown got his hands on it and read it, he'd have an epileptic seizure.
Ooh, let's do it soon.
Yeah. Here you go, Jerry. Read this. Oh, and speaking of our good friend Moonbeam.
Jeez.
Yeah. I'll call the Rayo de Luna. That's what I'm starting to call him now.
Do you know, he's neither good nor a friend.
No.
Sorry. Just had to throw that out there.
No. He's. I'm not sure whose friend he is. I don't know, some Martian somewhere. I don't know what he is. But, yeah, our great governor has now decided to request the federal government ban, by executive order, and permanently ban all offshore drilling in California.
Hmm.
And most people have heard about this, and they're rightfully upset about that. But you need to read the fine print of what he's asking for. It's not just offshore drilling. Mm-hmm. It's all mineral extraction in the state of California. That's fracking. That's oil. That's natural gas, that's any kind of mineral, that's your gold panning, that's your dredging, that's your mining, that's your, you know, that's your 20 Mule Team Borax plant down in the desert in Southern California that makes borax for you to wash your laundry with. That's mineral extraction. He wants a cessation of all of it.
Okay, and so what's he going to do with the control of that? He's just going to stop all of it and then... When it becomes his own country, with, you know, California becoming their own sovereign country, then he's going to fire it back up?
I don't know. At this point, I'm wondering if the plan's not to run around in loincloths and, you know, repurposed structures from box containers and dry the old flesh of Republicans out on what used to be freeways as jerky and live off of it. I don't know what the plan is.
Huh. That sounds like a Walking Dead episode.
It is. They're trying to turn California into the Walking Dead.
Wow.
What are we supposed to do? There's no manufacturing left in California. What do we make here? Name something that
liberals.
We make. what is something
idiots.
That's still manufactured in California?
I don't know.
You know, our agriculture is minimal compared to what it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's dead, and let's be honest, it's dying.
Yeah.
It's not on the rebound. It's not improving. You know, the breadbasket of the world is shrinking every year under fake drought regulations, under nonsense. We're getting dumped on up here in the North State.
Well, I don't understand this, because two of our representatives are farmers. How on earth are we in trouble?
What are they going to do, though?
Why aren't they? Well, they can make some noise.
They could grow some balls for once in their life and actually do something, but they're not going to.
Be a thorn in the side of everyone else. I mean, everywhere they go, just talk about agriculture. Get your agriculture supporters behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have oodles of them. You have 21 counties of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, actually, 23 counties, but two counties haven't come on board yet. But you have 23 counties of people that would be willing to
fight.
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 Honest to God, fight.
Come on.
And
man up.
Wussies. Wussies. They are. That's their wussies. You know, it's like what we were talking about last week, and this just desperation video that was put out by Representative James Gallagher. Just this hand-wringing, mewling, mealy-mouthed piece of crap that he just put out. And it's like, come on, James, you're a scrapper. I've seen it in you. I've seen some of the speeches that you've done. I've seen, get up, fight, stand on your hind legs like a man and take a swing back at these pricks.
It's the Kool-Aid. It's the Kool-Aid.
I guess, man. And I'm listening to these other Republicans. Now's the time to come together and compromise and work with these people and let's be polite. Nah, to hell with that. Mm-mm. I've been listening to that for
generations.
Yeah, I'm over it. Yeah. And when are they?
Yeah.
What are they going to compromise? What do they need to compromise on?
Well, you know, you think about what would Reagan have done?
Puked.
He's spinning in his grave right now because of all our representatives are not doing their job.
I think Reagan would be on the TV going, this morning the forces of the United States of America launched an airstrike against Sacramento. We believe we got Jerry Brown in his bedroom. He will no longer commit terrorist actions against the people of California.
There you go.
Oh, I just... And it gets worse. I mean... As bad as it is for us up here in the North State already, can you imagine what a complete shutdown of mineral extraction looks like? What little bit we have left, again, being wiped off the table.
Yeah.
You know, our timber harvesting is dead, and that's on the back of California. Even if we were allowed to harvest at federal levels, okay, mm-hmm. Get rid of all of the California nonsense, and just at federal regulations, we would still be growing more timber than we're harvesting, and we would still have jobs and mills running.
Yeah.
But now we're looking at losing even more mills. You know, that's what we were talking a couple weeks ago, is Sierra Pacific Mill in Bernie's probably gone. The biomass plant in Bernie's probably gone. What do those people do for power and work?
And that's right here in Shasta County, folks, so we need to get that fixed ASAP.
Yeah. What do those people do?
We need everybody supporting and making noise and getting out there and talking. Okay, you're coming up on Christmas. You can be spending time with family from local or from abroad or wherever they're from. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what's really going on. And don't get all ticked off and stuff. If it's a hard conversation, have it.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to man up. We all need to toughen up. And we need to educate ourselves so we can educate others. So get it out there. Get the word out there. Mm-hmm. Talk to people. Talk to each other.
And if they won't listen, take that great big old gardening fork and put it right in their chest and mail them home in a box.
No, take your Christmas gift back. Yeah. Tell them they're not worthy.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, I'm a little ramped up. I'm a little excited. We finally get to get into a fight. I'm so looking forward to it. And these guys have got it coming.
That's the Irish coming out.
It is. So, with that, we probably better sneak off to our first break here, but we do have a phone call coming in, so let's grab the phone call and then get off to our break and see what's going on. But I'm so sick and tired of watching it, and, you know, for a lot of people throughout the nation, there is hope now, and there's, you know, things are changing in America, one way or the other, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, things are changing. But for us here in the occupied free state of Jefferson, we're still facing, no matter what, another 2 years of a Democratic supermajority, mm-hmm. another 2 years of Jerry Brown, another 2 years of them destroying and breaking everything they can as fast as they can.
Just think of the amount of damage they can inflict on us.
They're doing it.
I mean, if you think it's bad now,
yeah,
you think it's bad now? Wait until the 2 years are done. And that's just having the supermajority.
Yeah.
They could still have majority.
Yeah.
It's
insanity. And they are breaking the greatest state in what used to be the greatest state in the Union.
Yeah.
You know?
And currently, aren't you so happy that we're the laughingstock of the Union?
Not really.
Wouldn't you rather have it be like Manhattan?
Yeah.
You know,
put it
New
back
York,
where it belongs.
Not the whole state of New York, but just Manhattan.
Yeah.
Or just D.C. Wouldn't you rather have it be there versus the entire state of California?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Or where Jefferson is, you know, where we are in Jefferson, the 21 counties, you know, 23 counties essentially, but, you know, 20 plus counties. Don't we want to separate from that and be able to stand on our own 2 feet, and people are going to go, wow, and be in envy and awe of what we're doing?
Well, I was talking to a couple of buddies up in Idaho this week, and they were making fun of us down here in California. And I'm getting really tired of taking their crap because they're talking about, you know, free Idaho and blah, 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 how great it is up there. And you're still stuck in California. I said, no, I'm not. I live in the state of Jefferson. I do not comply with California. I'm not going to comply with California. I don't even recognize myself as a California citizen anymore. I'm a citizen of the state of Jefferson. And the guy from Idaho goes, yeah, that's not the, but that's not a real thing yet. And I said, step off my sidewalk and say that on my property. Oh. Hey, with that, we got Bob on the phone. How goes it this morning, Bob?
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I know you folks are talking about Bernie closing down the paper mill, and not the paper mill, but the sawmill and the power plant and stuff. Well, I've been yelling even at the Patriots meetings for 4 or 5 years, and I even talked to Doug LaMalfa. We talked to everybody we could talk to. What they've done also in the North State is that people who have small power plants, which is green power, water running a turbine that turns a motor that mm-hmm. gives them electricity, they used to sell to PG&E or REU and stuff like that. The federal government has made it so hard for them to do that. They need to put in cameras on all their property so nobody could break in and do anything. They have to put alarms on. They have systems. They got, you can't believe all this stuff. It costs people I know probably close to $1 million to make $500,000 a year selling power. And they've also now taken the price, power they used to sell for 4 cents a kilowatt is down to 2 cents a kilowatt. And our prices keep going up. Now, why is that? That's the same reason they're trying to shut down Shasta Dam and the power there. They want to build the dam higher, but they want to cut back on how much power they are putting out.
What good does building the dam any higher do? They won't let us maintain a water level. We should be flush with water right now, and we're dumping it as fast as it falls out of the sky. And that's not just Shasta Reservoir. That's all of them.
The reservoirs, yeah.
That's right.
They want a drought.
Shasta Reservoir belongs to the people of California, to the farmers and stuff like that. And they got to get up on their feet and start screaming, because if they go that 18 foot higher, it becomes a federal dam. See, now it's a state dam, but if it goes that 18 foot higher, it becomes a federal dam, and then we won't have control of the water or anything that goes through it. And if they want to shut down the power, they could shut it down. Because just straight water anymore is not green power. You have to use oil, gas, wood, or something else with that power to become green power. Because the people I know that have these small dams that sell the PG&E and places like that, they had to cut because they're not considered green power anymore.
Yep.
Because a fish could come down that tube, a little minnow, and hit his head on that steel
turbine
and die, and now that makes it not green power.
Well, that's even greener. It's organic.
Yeah, well, but I've been yelling this for 4 years, 5 years at the Patriot Party and everything, and trying to get people to listen, but you know, how much energy are we losing just flowing down the rivers that we can't turn into power anymore?
Well,
are on people's property.
Keep in mind, Bob, that when we become Jefferson, all that stuff will be addressed.
It's going to have to, but mm-hmm. you know, how many people have already gone broke trying to do this?
I know.
I know of over 100 of these small things that sell power are not in operation anymore.
Well,
because they couldn't comply with the government.
Well, that's the thing. We're gonna have to fight
California small business policy. If it's successful, tax the hell out of it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it.
There you go. Yeah, but you're absolutely right, Bob. That's just one industry. So,
that's one industry.
Right. So that's why Jefferson is so critical. So we can get these things. Get the restrictions off of these things and get it turned around so that people can be successful and be green and do what we need to do in order to make Jefferson, you know, the best place on earth, which it will be. Mm-hmm. It will, and that's what they're afraid of. We're going to be the cat's meow when this is all good and going.
And there's nobody in Jefferson, I think, that opposes green technologies or new and improved methods or anything like that. I think we embrace them and adopt them. If you can prove that they are viable fiscally and practically,
mm-hmm.
nobody's got a problem with it.
Right.
Let's use it.
Right.
And why are we not at the cutting edge of that? We should be.
We will be.
We should be developing the new cutting edge way of harvesting timber and regrowing our timber and how we do mm-hmm. it and how we maintain our stocks of mining and all these other things. We can do them very successfully, very cleanly, and we could be developing the technologies to do that at the same time as restoring manufacturing, because with proper corporate tax rates, why would you not want to build the manufacturing facilities around the transportation hubs sitting right on top of the resources to ship them out?
There you
That's
go.
That's right.
It's simple business.
They're yes. taking out railroads that used to be in, and why were they in there? Because there was industry there. They were shipping stuff out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all the people they put out of work just there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like I was going to say, I'd been a machinist since the 60s. And when I come into the machine shop, the older fellas used to harass me and say, why do you want to do this? Because we are now the United States then, and it's I started really seeing it in the 70s. We wanted to become what they called a service country. We invent mm-hmm. everything. We have everybody else build it, but then we service it.
And see, that's the problem with our GDP and our economy,
that's
is
right.
we're not producing wealth. We're just shuffling it around. We're
that's
exchanging
right.
it from hand to hand. There is no wealth production.
Right.
No.
Well,
we
that's
do...
why Trump says, you know, he couldn't believe, he thought it was 7,000 manufacturers, and it's over 70. But from the 60s to now, there's been well over 100,000 manufacturing businesses that have gone under.
Mm-hmm. Devastated.
Yep.
Across this country.
Hey, Bob, we've got to slip off to a break.
You bet.
So.
You have a good one, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, fellas.
Thank you, Bob.
Great job.
Happy New Year's.
Same to you, Bob. Thank you.
So, and you know, Bob nails it. It is as bad as it is. We in California are always at the forefront of stupid town.
Yeah.
We are, and our businesses, our number one export in California is industry,
yeah.
is business.
Yeah,
they're continuing to flood out, and I'm looking around, going, "Who's left?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do we got for anything? Name me a product that is manufactured in California. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple that are still grown here.
Mm.
Other than that, we'll see you on the other side of this break. Got any question or comment? Yeah, exactly. Give us a call at 530-605-4567.
We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we- American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
This is Doug Tooley with BMT Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Only Dish offers free HD for life and premium movie channels free for the first 3 months. Save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Get more for less with Dish. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yes, sir. Let it snow. And it did, too. Mount Shasta Ski Park opened yesterday.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's good. You're going to have a good season.
Someplace I can go up and get hurt on.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of fun. Well, oh, yikes. So somebody in the chat room brought up something that we still manufacture in California. Sriracha.
Sriracha.
We do make sriracha, and I think that is a perfect example because, A, I'm not sure it's an American company. B, they did try to shut it down from making anything because of the smell.
Yep.
And it's a perfect California product because it's something that you put on crap to make it edible. so it makes sense that we make it here.
That's true.
But yeah, that's I've been trying to come up with, you know, what we used to make in California compared to what we don't make in California anymore. And what do we make?
I don't know.
Stupid people. Stupid people, that's what we make. All right, with that, we got Diane in Placer County.
Good morning.
You there, Diane?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Diana.
Oh, Diana, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I hope my phone call is clear. I was just hearing some fuzzing going on.
Yep, you're still buzzing.
I just wanted to let you know that we are excited to announce that we now have a State of Jefferson email list, and we wanted to invite everybody and anybody who wants to join it, because this State of Jefferson email list is going to have a newsletter that's going to go out on a regular but not too burdensome basis. We're going to have some wonderful information, including information on the court case, and let's see, what else are we going to have? We're going to have parts of information regarding how the state will be run, maybe some parts on the Constitution that we're working on. And we'll definitely be having some announcements on upcoming events such as town halls. And we will also be posting on that newsletter our new feature that we're going to be having a semi-monthly conference call. This conference call is going to be held on the second and fourth Sunday of the month at 7 to 8 p.m. And you guys are going to be one of the speakers. I hope you know that.
Oh, okay.
Yo no hablo.
And other speakers, you know, Mark Baird, Steve Baird, Terry Raposa, Mark Kent, and maybe who knows who else. We just want to be able to get that information out to everybody for that hour. And it's going to be a conference call, and the only way they can actually jump onto the phone call is to sign up to receive our newsletter. We have that information on the website, soj51.net, and we'll also be posting it with the help of Sally, Rally Sally, to post that information on all of the Facebook pages.
Okay, perfect.
All righty.
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. Good way to get stuff out to everybody. And
So how do they get posted on? They go to the website, and what do they do from there, Diana?
Well, they're going to look on the homepage. I'm telling this as my husband's listening because he's the one who's going to post it.
Okay.
It's going to be on the homepage, and all they have to do is sign, is subscribe, and so they just need their first name, last name, maybe the county they live or zip code. I can't remember how in-depth the sign-up sheet is. And then they'll be on our list. And so anytime we push anything out, they will receive communication from the State of Jefferson.
Perfect. Okay. That works. And can they... Can it be a two-way communication thing, or is it just a one-way communication thing?
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to look into that.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is.
Getting more
good
ways.
Good positive step forward and a good way to keep people informed and then get them talking.
That's right.
Yeah, we're looking. Right now we have about 6,000 people registered. We want to get hundreds of thousands of people registered, and your listeners and everybody else can make this happen. We're just asking for them to share the link to get signed up on the newsletter with their lists.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right.
I know a couple people.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's all I've got. Thank you so much for your time, and Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Diana.
Christmas.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of good stuff coming.
That is one hardworking lady there, folks. You need to know that. She is she cracks a whip and keeps
Steve
things going.
Or...
Yeah, they're constantly doing stuff for us and this kind of stuff. They're very techie, so they do all this kind of stuff for us because they can. And they're Jeffersonians to the core.
Yeah, they're scrappers.
They are scrappers to the core, and they will make it happen. And this is just another one of those tools that is being developed by... You know, the brilliance of Jefferson. We have a lot of smart people amongst Jefferson.
I think that we should hold an award ceremony in Jefferson
Uh-oh.
For our elected representatives in California. And we could, you know, do it like an Oscar night. And, you know, have donations and have a good time. We could give out awards like dumbest statement of the year, crappiest lawmaker, dumbest SOB of the year, you know, stuff like that. We could have a lot of fun with that.
Kind of like a roast, like they used to do on the, you know, on the Dean Martin show, yeah, or roast, on the Johnny Carson show, things like that.
Yeah, like a roast, but we don't mean it in good fun.
Sarcasm intended all the way through.
We could even come up with an award called the Wig for De Leon. It could be his lifetime non-achievement award. And yeah, we could have a good time with that, too. Oh, you know. And there's another one. Good old De Leon, the president pro tem of the Senate, who has made more than one statement now stating clearly that he will not comply with federal law and will urge the legislature of California to act in noncompliance with federal law. And it's like, wait a minute here. Okay. So either what you're doing is illegal, or how are what we doing non-justified? And, you know, it's like you can't have your cake and eat it too, can you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how am I stopped from saying the exact same thing? I will not comply with California law.
Right.
If you can just arbitrarily go, yeah, we're going to ignore what the feds are going to do.
Yep.
Why can't I just arbitrarily go, man, I'm not going to do what you tell me either?
There you go.
I don't, yeah. Actually, I think I still have a right to do that one way or the other, according to the 10th Amendment, but that's a different argument. So, but yeah, you have these guys, and what's troubling to me is watching the rhetoric that is coming out of our elected officials and mayors and police chiefs and bishops and quote-unquote community activist groups like La Raza and La Family New Restra. They are promoting and pushing for violence.
Yes, they are.
They want active physical
anarchy.
Violence.
Yep.
To resist the federal government. They want fighting in the streets.
Because then they'll be justified to take action.
Exactly. And when all of the birds come home to roost in California, all of the stuff these retarded socialists have done to this state comes crashing down around their ears, who are they going to blame? They're not going to blame themselves.
Nope.
They're going to blame the new federal government. They're going to blame the new Donald. Yep. And, oh, everything was great, just like we told you, until everything came crashing down. And these racist, bigotist, misogynists are out to get you, and we're here to protect you. And they're pointing, they're really working to do this at the point of a gun and through violence.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they're looking for.
That's why we have to stand strong and not play that game.
Yeah.
Not play that game. We will not fire the first shot.
No, I don't expect we will.
Mm-mm.
But we
will defend ourselves.
Yeah, and we may have to be perfectly honest.
We may have to. That's
we
right.
may have to. You look at the things that are going on, and a lot of people aren't taking, you know, CalExit, all of that seriously, any more than they took us seriously. And we're still here, still growing stronger and moving more forward to our goal every single day. These people are dangerous.
And we don't have the money that CalExit does. You
not
know,
even.
We don't have the taxpayer money
we don't
that
have,
CalExit has.
We don't have the backing of people like the Sasakawa Peace Foundation or George Soros or anything like that. These people are dangerous.
We're doing grassroots.
And our elected officials are complicit with these people. Mm-hmm. Not only are they simply complicit with them, they are actively meeting and negotiating with these people.
That's right.
We have a list of agencies and different groups that met to discuss this CalExit thing. I'm talking about the AFL-CIO. I'm talking about any organization that you could name in the state of California had representatives at this meeting. And all of these meetings were arbitrated by five members of the White House Domestic Policy Council, five members of the Department of Homeland Security that were sent by the White House, and a member of the Federal Department of Justice oversaw these meetings to have these huge discussions about not complying with federal law, about resisting federal law, about taking California out of the union. This is not a joke.
Was anybody from Jefferson invited to attend the meeting?
Who?
Anybody from Jefferson.
Where's that?
We're in it, buddy. We're sitting in the heart of it.
Oh, you mean Oregon? Yeah, they don't know that anybody lives up here.
That's true. Anything north of Sacramento doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's not there.
Yeah.
But for anybody to just casually disregard this, and I hear a lot of people go, well, I looked at this stuff. It's not legal. Of course it's not legal. Well, their argument's not even that good. No, it's not that good. They haven't done any research. They don't have any numbers. They don't have any backing. They don't need it. All they need is the violence.
Bullying.
All they need is the bullying,
yep.
The violence, and the public sentiment.
Yep, they're just going to put the hammer down and just do whatever happens. And whichever way the roaches scatter, that's the direction they're going to go.
Yeah. Not doing it.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
They're going to want us to react in a way that they think we will, and we're not going to. And we're just going to play the game and see where it all falls. And then when, you know, Mr. Trump is in office and has his cabinet in place and, you know, the neighboring states are going to not want to have casualties either. I mean, what's Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon? Are they going to want to have the casualties that could come from California doing what they're doing? Or Oregon might, because they have a whacked out Governor Brown too. So that, who knows?
Yeah, that broad's nuts.
Yeah, so
that broad really is nuts.
Yeah, so that she's cut from the same cloth as our Governor Brown. So
yeah, part and parcel. He's the head cultist.
Yeah,
But yeah, the stuff that's going on with CalExit absolutely needs to be paid attention to, and we're using some different intelligence sources, some different resources outside of the state of Jefferson that we're getting information from. It's a little frightening what they're up to. We've heard stories and seen some things about them stockpiling weapons.
Yeah,
and we believe the intention to start the violence is that they'll absolutely turn to the street gangs like MS-13 and things like that to start this in direct confrontation, because when Trump comes to take office and immigration law goes into effect for real and he starts going after these sanctuary cities and things like that, we expect to see direct violent protests. Anybody remember the Trump rally at San Jose?
Yeah.
Walk in the park.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just think that when they start having these violent, these big cities, then they're going to start pilfering out to other larger towns. Say, oh, I don't know, like Reading.
Yeah.
Just to deflect, and it'll be total chaos. It'll be absolute chaos if that's what they want to do.
We'll see.
Don't be surprised if they don't.
Well, that's the frightening part about it is they do have the backing of our legislators. They've flat said as much.
Yeah. Well, by their inaction.
By their inaction, their own actions, their own statements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think very much Acalde Rayo de Luna wants to be the president of California.
Hmm.
So that's Governor Moonbeam in Spanish. Acalde Rayo de Luna.
I like it.
But yeah, anybody, the information's there. The ties are there. You can go look for it yourself. You can go find it. And they are actively looking to promote violence in the state of California. They're ramping up the rhetoric for it right now. They've actually called for fighting in the streets to resist this. That would be the head of our assembly. I can never remember the little pinhead's name. But the head of our assembly has called for fighting in the streets. Our new Department of Justice that's going to be replacing Kamala Harris, that's from the Clinton machine, is going to be our senator. The guy replacing him, Becerra, bad man.
Bad news. Huh?
He don't like you, Whitey. He don't like you at all. It's time you Anglos get out of his country.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
So we need to be paying a lot of attention to that. We need to slip off to our last quick break here. And we'll see you on the other side. You guys got any questions or comments about what we're talking about, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
And we'll hear from James and Lori when we come back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit soj51.net and donate now to show your support.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com. Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. And later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the house with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
The new old-fashioned way.
That's right. If you are sober during any time during the next week, you're doing it wrong. Whether it's alcohol or something else or high on life or Jesus or just the holidays, whatever it is, your family, if you're sober, you're doing it wrong. Fix it. With that, we've got several phone calls in only a couple of minutes, so we're going to bang through them as quick as we can. First off, we got James.
Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Morning. How are we doing, Weedy?
Good. Say, I just wanted to mention we have repurposed the 51sters button on the SOJ website, and we've also put together a 51sters Facebook page. We've changed the mission a little bit. Now, instead of calling the three people that really don't want to hear from us, we're now going to be contacting either via email, Facebook, possibly Twitter, news articles or news writers that have written articles or made comments that would be where Jefferson is the solution for the problem.
Uh-huh.
Because it's for many of the things that we deal with in California, Jefferson is the solution. But we're not getting our voice heard. So what we're hoping to do with the 51sters in the media avenue is to group together and hopefully there's power in numbers. If we can get together and make comments on these articles or news agencies that you know, for instance, earlier this week, Tucker Carlson gave 7 minutes to Cal Exit.
Yep.
On Fox News on prime time. When has we ever had 7 minutes on prime time with Mark Baird?
And he's Tucker.
So if we don't start asking for that and making it known that we want that we need to get our voice out to these people, maybe we can get them to start giving us some of those time frames.
And Tucker laughed 6 of those 7 minutes, didn't he, at Cal Exit?
Yeah, it went well. 6 minutes 58 seconds.
There you go.
7 minutes.
Yeah, he was laughing mostly at the idiocy of what the Cal Exit.
Oh yeah, no,
yes, California chairman was talking about. It was crazy.
But the point is so then we went ahead and we put a, you know, the clip, the 7 minute clip on the 51sters page.
Yep.
And asked everybody to go to Tucker Carlson and send him an email asking for the same 7 minutes for the state of Jefferson.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's a great way to respond to everything from the record searchlight here to, you know, very many different agencies. And it's not only just commenting on the stories. You can call the editors, call the reporters, send them emails, send them, you know, and just blow them up.
Inundate them. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Just, do it with love.
Yeah.
Great job, James.
All right, we got two more phone calls.
Thank you.
That's a good deal. Like I said, all kinds of good stuff rolling on. Next, we got Lori.
Lori, good morning.
Real quick, Jefferson, blessings, everybody.
Same to you.
Here's the question, and it could maybe go into in the next program, is what are we doing to prepare for Inauguration Day being called Black Friday in the event there's some interference with inauguration with President Trump and our overpass infrastructure, if there's going to be any tampering with the, you know, biospray or just the grid going down or some things we can't control, some things we might be able to do to watch our freeways, overpasses, the unmarked white buses and so forth. I'm just concerned about that day, that in case we don't get what we think we're going to get.
I think we just need to
be new president. So I'll take my answer off the air, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
I think we just need to be prepared. We need to be smart about it. And we need to be able to react in a positive manner.
Always be prepared.
Always be prepared. Yep.
Everything to invasion to pine beetle infestation to Russians falling out of the sky.
Yep.
I think you should always be prepared at all times for about anything. And I think at this point, a lot of any of that is out of our hands. So grab a bowl of popcorn, sit back and watch and wait.
Yeah. Oh, and you may not be able to watch because they may knock down, you know, the three alphabet.
God,
stations.
The greatest thing they could do for America is cut the TV off. The TV and the internet, and it's on.
Well, there you go. That's good.
Yeah.
So we have another caller on the line.
Got just a couple minutes. Terry, you there?
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick announcement. We just got word that we will be having a town hall, and it will be the Second Amendment about the new laws. It will also be Mark Baird is the main speaker about the state of Jefferson. And I just want to remind folks that, you know, the Second Amendment doesn't represent a government granting anyone the right to keep and bear arms. It's very important that we understand that that is not what the Second Amendment says. It says nothing about a government's grant to for anybody to keep, you know, and bear arms. But what it does is it does prohibit the government from infringing on that right. So I think it's a simple term that we've got some things wrong on the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms is a God-given. That's a given. Mm-hmm. And the right to infringe is not any kind of right the government should have. Really and truly, it makes every one of these laws null and void, to be honest with you.
True. Hey, Terry, when and where is this town hall?
This will be at the Anderson Senior Center. Mm-hmm. It will be January the 14th, and it will be at 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
That's the Senior Center in Anderson, January 14th at 4 p.m., and there'll be more details to follow. I just wanted to get it out there to you guys in case we don't have your smiling faces next week or January 1st.
Do you know something we don't?
You guys should be celebrating Christmas with your families.
We won't be here next Sunday, but we'll
and
be
I know
here
that after that. What Red just said, that party New Year's Eve, boy, I'll tell you what, I don't see him getting up in the morning and doing this.
Oh, I'll be here with bells on, buddy.
I'll never slept. All right, you two, God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Thank you, Terry.
There's plenty of time to sleep when we got Jefferson. All right, we will be rerunning something good for you next week. Enjoy your Christmas. I hope you have a great time with friends and family. We'll see you New Year's Day.
Merry Christmas.
It's going to be a good new year.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds here at KCNR Shasta Redding. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Did they or didn't they? The debate rages over reports that the Russian government tried to influence the U.S. election in hopes of helping Donald Trump win. The president-elect's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says the CIA and FBI need to talk to the American people.
If there is this conclusive opinion among all of these intelligence agencies, then they should issue a report or they should stand in front of a camera and make the case.
Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, doesn't need any more convincing.
A foreign adversary directly intervened into our democratic institution and tried to tilt the election to Donald Trump.
Priebus spoke to Fox News. Podesta was on NBC-TV's Meet the Press program. Tomorrow, the Electoral College is scheduled to cast its votes and make the election official. Temperatures in the nation's midsection and on the East Coast warming up after...